Well, Syrian President Bashar al-Assad has an unlikely defender, Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard. At some personal risk, the Hawaii Democrat recently made a secret 7-day trip to Syria and Lebanon, where she met Assad along with many civilians and clergy and soldiers caught up in the conflict there. When she came back, she denounced the previous administration's efforts to depose Assad as both illegal and harmful to the Syrian people and American interests. What did she see there? Congresswoman Gabbard is with us tonight. Congresswoman, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thank you very much.
So you met with Assad. Not many people can say that. And Donald Trump, of course, at the same time, has been emphasizing his plan to take on ISIS directly. We're not exactly sure what that means. But based on your conversation with President Assad, do you think the Assad government would welcome an alliance with the U.S. military to fight ISIS?
First of all, in your intro, I just want to make a correction. I'm not a defender of Assad. I didn't go to Syria to meet with Assad. It was not even part of the plan initially. I went there to visit with the Syrian people, to share the care, the love, and the aloha that the people of our country have for them, and to see the situation on the ground for myself. When the opportunity presented itself to meet with President Assad, I took it simply because I believe that if we profess to care for the Syrian people, if we want to end the suffering for them, we have to be willing to meet with whomever we need to in order to accomplish that. And that was much of what I discussed with him in that meeting.